Celebrating 75 years of sponsorship to FFA students from across the nation is ACO. I'm here with Todd Waltington. He's with ACO. So tell me about the 75-year sponsorship of ACO and FFA.
Yeah, we've been a big partner with them for a long time. Our brands, some of them go back as far as 100 years. Gleaners celebrating their 100th year. Massey Ferguson just recently did their, I believe, 75th. So we've gone way back. We are farmers first. So we have a farmer first mentality when it comes to our company. And we love to get in on the bottom floor, meaning with kids, and see them all the way up so that once they are ready to buy machinery or run machinery, then they think of us first. So.
And you really pride yourselves in helping students explore some of these career options related to machinery. Tell me more.
Yeah, so we have partnerships with UTI, Parkland College, as well as many different internal training programs that we offer as well. So students, like for instance today, we're showing people how to take engine parts off and put them back on. They're doing a race. We have a simulator for a welding simulator. So it's basically just introducing kids to different things that you could do with our equipment, in hopes that they find something they like and tack onto it.
A lot of interactive activities, and one, you have a special thing going on outside of the expo where students are able. Tell me more about that.
So we found out that not only is it our 75th year, but 75 years ago is when the whole Roswell alien thing happened. And so we created an intergalactic FFA experience where we have a 360 camera display, as well as we have a scavenger hunt where you can come into the main hall and come to our booth, go to Precision Planning, which is another one of our companies, get some stickers and stamps, go back, and you'll get a prize. And then at the end of the day, we're actually going to give away our moon tractor. Every day we'll give away 10 of our moon tractors. They're the Massey Ferguson concept tractor. They're little toys, obviously, but so 10 kids every day will get one of those. So just a fun interactive thing to kind of get them in the hall and interacting with our booth.
Now, you had said 360, and I think as we look at machinery, equipment, technology, and continuing to move forward to help farmers, tell me about your technology and your insights to what opportunities there are for that part of the industry.
Yeah, so we just we're in the process of finalizing a deal with a company called Trimble, and they basically do automation for tractors and self-driving, all that kind of thing. And so we are going... are in the finalization of purchasing them, but they'll put stuff on our tractors, but also any tractor. Like, it doesn't have to just be a Massey or Fendt or anything like that. So, we're investing heavily into technology because obviously that's the wave of the future. On our booth, we have a 1957 combine that actually ran wheat this summer, which is crazy, right next to our, one of our bigger, gleaner combines that looks more like a spaceship. So, we really, you know, if you look in our cabs and in our, in the things that we're doing with our tractors, it's all about technology and, getting more efficient, more safe, more everything when it comes to our farmers.
But it seems like you continue to embrace history alongside technology.
Absolutely. Without history, you wouldn't have now. So I think that, yeah, you have to know where you came from. And that's why no matter how technologically advanced it gets, we'll always be farmer first. So and have their mentality in mind. Like I said, many of our salespeople, many of the people in the field are farmers. They come from farms. They still have farms. And so we always try to keep that first and foremost, no matter how technologically advanced we get.
And if students are wanting to explore careers related to tractors and technology, what would you say to them?
I would say it's important. I mean, you know, agriculture is the lifeblood of what we do. I mean, we wouldn't have food. We wouldn't have half the things we have without agriculture. So I think it's a very important part of our, history, past, present, and future. So I would just encourage them. There's many things you can do within that space, whether it's working for a tractor company, working a farm, raising cattle, doing crops. You can do a ton of stuff. So just find something that you love doing and do it.
To someone who may not be familiar, ACO, what brands do you all carry?
So Massey Ferguson, tractors, Fendt tractors, Gleaner combines, as well as we own Precision Planting. In Europe, we have Valtra. Like I said, we're finalizing deal with Trimble, and there's a couple more, but I can't always remember all of them. So
there's a lot of ways that you're continuing to grow and to continue to get into different spaces to connect with farmers. Thanks for coming on. Any lasting words as you look at your 75-year partnership with FFA?
No, we're just looking forward to having a great show, seeing a lot of kids, and meeting everybody. So
that was Todd Waltington. He is with AGCO Corporation, celebrating 75 years with National FFA and their respected brands. For National FFA, I'm Michelle Stengler.